There's nothing Cassie Deschenes loves more than her time in the kitchen. The 25-year-old founder of Bar None has been baking clean fruit and nut bars since 2016. It all started with a banana maple bar. My mother and I worked on getting rid of refined sugar using maple syrup and honey. Then we got rid of eggs and used chia seeds to make it more vegan-friendly, she said. We even went so far as to get rid of vegetable oil to replace it with fruits like bananas. Deschenes' mother, a registered holistic nutritionist, was studying the benefits of minimizing animal protein in her diet at the time. Blink and they might disappear. The chocolate peanut butter bars are a hot commodity among customers, and with creator Cassie Deschenes herself. Each bar is crafted in a way to really reconsider refined sugars and eggs in our daily diet. Supplied. Hence the name Bar None for her bars, which Deschenes' aunt coined. Around that time Deschenes, who lives with cerebral palsy, was assisting with a Christmas craft fair to bolster the fundraising efforts of the Special Olympics. Deschenes is a competitor herself, in swimming, bowling and golf. I decided to sell my bars as a vendor at the fair and the sales were pretty good, she said. Cassie started to fill orders from family and friends. Social media also helped Bar None take flight. Now the indoor market provides another avenue for her to sell her product, which has grown 7 flavors, including cinnamon, chocolate, blueberry lemon oat bars, apple honey and chocolate peanut butter. It all started with the banana maple bar, but the apple honey bar came after that. Bar None's bars are $3 each and can be ordered online or at the Sudbury Market each week. Customers also have the option to buy in variety packs, 5 bars for $14 or 10 for $25. Supplied. Bar 8 could be coming soon as Deschenes' good friend has requested a strawberry bar for the future. Deschenes' favorite is the chocolate peanut butter oat bar. Even after all these years, she will eat at least 1 bar per day. She said it's a customer bestseller, too. Bar Nuns are good for snacking at home, on family vacations, and are great for plane rides and goodie bags, too. Deschenes said she is inspired by Ryan Benoit, the owner and founder of the Positive Inception clothing and apparel store, and who also lives cerebral palsy. One day, Deschenes hopes to sell her wares from a storefront, too. She'll even settle for a cafe that would allow people of different abilities to do the serving. Deschenes' family will tell you she is the boss of the kitchen. Her only real limitation is requiring a chair to work as she has an exaggerated startle reflex that causes her to fall quite easily. Bar None owner Cassie Deschenes couldn't run the business without her mom, Annette. For her part, Annette said she is inspired by her daughter's ambition and drive to keep the bar business fresh and successful, one batch at a time. Supplied. Deschenes spends hours every week in the kitchen between the baking, the packaging and then the required computer work. Then every Saturday, she is off to the market from 8 to 2 p.m. to sell her bars. Annette said she is inspired by her daughter's ambition. After running our home kitchen around the clock, Cassie still wants to go to the gym 3 days a week, rock climb and find time for friends and family, she said. She's really an inspiration. To learn more about Bar None, visit barnonebycassie.com. You can also follow Bar None on Instagram and Facebook. Anastasia Ryu is a writer in Greater Sudbury. Let's Eat is made possible by our Community Leaders Program.